Success by Yadaber Moshe Hashem Lemur. Very, very rarely in the Torah, maybe the only time, is a pasuk ever Moshe spoke directly to Hashem. And Rashi points out, this is to teach you of the praiseworthiness of a tzaddik, that when he's about to leave the world, they don't care about what's going on in themselves, and they only care about what's going on with the rest of the world. And as it now became very clear to Moshe that he would not be taking the Jews into Eretz Yisrael, and he would no longer be their leader, he had to make sure that they were going to have a leader. He had to make sure that it was going to be somebody that was worthy. And this just shows just how extremely selfless of an individual Moshe was. And you think about how difficult and challenging it must have been when Moshe really learned and found out, you know, no, the Gezeirah is done. It's not being changed. You're not leading the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael. It's not going to be you. It's going to be somebody else. And often our mahalach would be, well, if it's not going to be me, I don't care. You can figure it out yourself. I'm not going to help you. If you're throwing me under the bus, okay, I don't care. I don't care for you. But Moshe took the exact opposite mahalach. He said, no. It doesn't make a difference. I'm not going to be the person. Somebody's going to be the person. I have to make sure it's going to be somebody who's worthy. It's going to be somebody who's going to help the Jews rise above and get to the best of areas and to grow at the highest and have a really, really competent and worthy leader. And it just, like, we needed something else to really just show us how worthy and amazing Moshe Rabbeinu was. But just another example of, He's there for everyone else. He's a true, true leader. That even if I'm not going to be leading you today, I'm going to make sure that whoever it is that's leading you is going to be great, and I'm going to put on, that's my task, that's my last mission in the world, to make sure that that's going to be somebody that we want leading. And it's just an amazing midah. We could all take from it that even if, you know, if you're not chosen for something, and somebody says, oh, I don't need you, I don't want you, so don't be like, okay, I don't care, you know, you're a jerk, I'm not going to help you. But no, we put our pride aside, and we're like, okay, what can I do to help this person? What can I do to show that I care? I want to help you. Okay, you don't want to go with me, but I want to make sure that you're able to be successful. Have a wonderful Shabbos.